The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. It is Saturday the 13th, so we kind of drifted by the 13th being on Friday. It's now on Saturday, and so we welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, and that is a great place to be here at the South Point, that's for sure. Got peeps back here getting ready to watch the third round of the Masters. Of course, it is like the Super Bowl of golf, and it's gorgeous when you're watching that. When you're watching the play over there in Augusta, it is gorgeous, that's for sure. And the weather's going to be nice there as well as it is around the country for us today. We've been going through those sloppy and off tracks at Keeneland, but I think we're going to be okay today. Maybe the track will still be a little off, but as far as the weather, it's fine, because looking across the country, really no real bad weather to report, except way up north in western New York and up north going into Canada. But otherwise, down on the East Coast, clear, Gulf Coast, clear, West Coast, clear. You got a little bit of action coming in from Northern California to Mid-California, which may affect maybe Golden Gate today. But certainly it won't affect Santa Anita, because they're not going to run until next week. Coming up on Friday will be their opening of the Hollywood meet there. But we're concentrating right now today on two racing centers. They are Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky, and Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Oaklawn Park has the Grade 1 Apple Blossom going today. It's going to be a good race, too. And, of course, the stakes races at Lexington featuring, of course, the Lexington Stakes, the final point getter for this 150th Kentucky Burt Derby. There's only 20 points left to qualify for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, and it goes today in the Lexington. Only one horse, if he wins the race, could bump somebody out of the top 20 already there. That horse, of course, is Hades. So we'll wait and see how it all shakes out. Don't forget, though, if you got a horse that's on the cusp right now, either way, between now and the Kentucky Derby, which is, what, 3 weeks away now? There's going to be late defections. There always is, it seems, and sometimes right up until the day of the race. So we'll wait and see about that. But we will take a look at the Lexington as well. Jonathan Hardoon will be with us to look at the stakes races at Keeneland, and certainly the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn Park. We welcome everybody to the show. And if you're watching us on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. For those of you who are running around town, maybe listening to us on the radio in your car, of course, our anchor station here, our radio station, KSHP Sports Talk, 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And then, of course, all the streaming platforms that we have that covers the world, like our streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. Your iPhone or your Android, you can get two different type of phone apps for your cell phones, for your devices, I should say. And they are the KSHP one that gives you the audio, the radio signal that comes through there. And the YouTube one, of course, that you can get the South Point Studios streaming network. They can see and hear us on the YouTube app as well. And of course, so you got us, we covered the devices as well. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. All right. Weather here in Las Vegas, 61 degrees out there. It's getting to the point where it's going to start getting windy, though. It's windy outside right now, but it's 61. We're going to get up to 80 degrees today. Now, listening, before we get to this time next week, we're going to push into the mid and high 80s and the low 90s before it's all out here next week in Las Vegas, Nevada. So it's a great time to come on up and join us in your gaming capital, that's for sure. And as I say, as far as the weather is around the country, looking pretty darn good for this 13th day of April, that's for sure. Well, you know, we have the race day Las Vegas police blotter that we always talk about, the high suspensions and everything. Well, now we got the race day Las Vegas obituary blotter as well. Two prominent horsemen have passed away, so we want to acknowledge that. John Jacobs passed away at 89. And Marty Wygod in from California passed away at 84 years old as well. And they were both prominent in the field of horse racing. And our sympathies and certainly our condolences go out to their families, et cetera. That's for sure. All righty. Key thing here. These trainers are going through these suspensions, these HISA suspensions now. And the HISA suspensions are like knee-jerk reaction. As soon as they get a positive on a horse, the trainer gets slapped right away before the split samples and all that stuff now. Now they're starting to adjust a little, where they're either disqualifying the horse with the initial drug test, but they wait until they get the split samples before they'll administer any kind of penalty against the trainer. But one of those trainers that were suspended for several years, Robertino Diodoro, is now taking the next step, and it's not through the legal processes or the courts. Robertino Diodoro has entered a horse at Lone Star Park, and Lone Star Park is not under HISA. Remember, they decided not to go with HISA, and because of that, you can't do any simulcasting out of Texas as well, but they're not adhering to HISA. And so Robertino Diodoro has he's going to start a horse at Lone Star Park today. The Texas Racing Commission is still in litigation with the HISA, saying its constitutionality is violated there. So we'll wait and see about that. That's a little bit of a sidebar of what's going on. And should this continue, who else knows of any of the other trainers that get the multi-year suspensions might be running their races in Texas as well. So keep an eye on that story. It's very interesting that Diodoro has a horse that's entered into Texas today at Lone Star Park, which we can't get in simulcasting because of the HISA situation there. So wait and see. Today I'm going to give you the top five Kentucky Derby probables from our handicappers: Jonathan Hardoon, John Lindo, Rich Eng, Jerry J, and Dave Valento, Track Phantom, also sent us his. We'll take a look at what they think with 3 weeks to go, what the Kentucky Derby looks like. Won't be too many surprises on that, but it shows you a consensus of right now how the top horses are really coming to the top right now. By the way, Fastness worked yesterday morning, and he did quite well for Todd Pletcher. They all continue on their work patterns on the way to the Kentucky Derby. All right, I want to remind you, I want to keep reminding everybody out there of what we're going to be doing on Kentucky Derby week. Now, on Thursday, the 2nd of May, that's the Thursday before the Derby. As a matter of fact, they have a new saying in Kentucky for this particular day. They call it Thurby Day. So we'll call it Thurby Day as well. On Thurby Day, the 2nd day of May, we're going to have a special Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby preview show right here from the South Point Studios, a simulcasting network on YouTube, but only here. We won't be simulcasting on our other platforms. It'll only be here. So I want to remind you out there, if you haven't tried YouTube yet, make sure you trial it out before that special that we're going to have that day. It'll be May 2nd, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And we have a host of handicappers we got lined up. Might go more than an hour. It depends on how the show goes. But since we're on the simulcast network, we have the freedom of going a little bit overtime there. But remember, it's only going to be on that network, okay, this network. And then the following day, on Friday, and by the way, that Thursday, we'll be doing We're looking at the Friday card, the Kentucky Oaks card, and the Kentucky Oaks. So by the time the Kentucky Oaks is over on Friday, and after the final races are done in California, we will then take the stage in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the racebook here in South Point. It's adjacent to the racebook here, the Grand View Lounge. It's a set up a lounge. It's a nighttime lounge where entertainment, musical entertainment, et cetera, goes. So it's a nice setting. It really is for a seminar. We do it there. And on stage will be Jonathan Hardoon from New York and, of course, John Lindell from Southern California, our handicappers, doing the annual Kentucky Derby seminar. And I'll be there to kind of air traffic control these guys and help out. And that'll be at 6 o'clock Friday night, the 3rd of May, right after the Kentucky Oaks and Southern California races are over in the Grand View Lounge. Next day, Saturday, Derby Day, we'll, of course, be doing our show early in the morning. And then we're going to be heading up to the Grand View Ballroom, the Grand Ballroom upstairs, second floor here at the South Point, the Grand Ballroom, for the big celebration of the Kentucky Derby, the 150th running of the Run for the Roses. You're going to have big screen TVs going to be set up just like they do for the NCAA playoff and for the Super Bowl. It's going to be big screen TVs, smaller TVs around as well, for the other racing that's going on that day. So you don't have to miss any of the racing that day at all if you're up there in the ballroom. And of course, big, huge banquet tables so you can bring your friends and have a good time sitting there, spreading out all your handicapping paraphernalia. And of course, make room on that table for the special food discounts that'll be up there as well, and food and beverage discounts. And of course, always just a couple of steps away from getting action, and that's for sure. And that means enough betting windows. They'll have betting windows up there and betting kiosks as well. And a Kentucky Derby hat contest. Always fun to watch that Kentucky Derby hat contest with several categories for sure. So it's going to be a lot of fun time, and everything I just mentioned to you, from the show on Thursday to the official, when they finally declare the winner of the Kentucky Derby, all through that, it's all free. Here at the South Point, just show up and enjoy the day. Enjoy the great Sport of Kings, the most famous horse race in our industry, here at the South Point, all free of charge. Come on out and join us, Jonathan, me, and John. We'd love to have you. We're inviting you out here for those festivities. And it all starts that Thursday night here in studio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time for the special Oaks and Derby preview show. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to have a lot of handicappers on. All right. Enough said about that. Now it's time to get to work for today. So we will. Yesterday, our handicappers were a little cold. I mean, the goose egg the other day. It did get a little warmer yesterday. Jonathan Hardoon, remember, he gave us two horses that were ultimately scratched, but they were scratched before we left the air. And so he got back to us and gave us two horses in replacements of the scratched horses. Both of those horses ran second. So they were live on the track. They ran second. But our handicappers, I believe they're going to step it up today because it's going to be a great day of racing out there between Keeneland, Oaklawn, and Aqueduct. So without any further ado, we'll take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to start what we normally do on the race day show, get our racing menu, and then our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry Jay. And, of course, taking a look at what they think, their top five Kentucky Derby horses. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on race day. As we said, one of the big favorites for the Kentucky Derby, Fierceness, worked in Florida with John Velasquez aboard yesterday. He went an easy half mile in 50.17 hundred seconds in company with the grade two winning stablemate, Agate Road. So after just a little bit after dawn at Palm Beach Downs. And of course, with still 3 weeks to go, they'll be waiting a few more, maybe a week, week and a half or so, et cetera. And then those horses will start making their way, the ones that aren't there already, to Churchill Downs and doing their final preparations there. All right, time to go to the racing menu for today. So let's get started with today's racing menu. And as we always do, we remind you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books today and the race book right here at the South Point. If you're listening on many of those many different platforms that we welcomed at the top of the show, adjust from whatever time zone you may be in to the Pacific time zone as far as gauging the racing menu. I don't want you to miss anything, an opportunity to make a bet. That's for sure, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? So here we go. Here's your menu for today. We begin with a mandatory pick six jackpot carryover payout, and that's at Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Today, it's got to go. The pick six jackpot sitting there is $105,393. $105,393 sitting in the pot already. The best tickets will chop that up and everything put into it today. Got to go today. Mahoning Valley post time for their eight races today is 9:05 first post at Mahoning Valley. Then we get to Laurel Park. Now, Laurel Park has 11 races today. They got four $100,000 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. Fourth race is the $100,000 Heavenly Cause Stakes at a mile for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Field is six before any scratches, and the 7-5 favorite there is Intrepid Dream with Mr. Toledo aboard. And then later on, the $100,000 Promenetta Stakes is the eighth on the card. I should say the eighth race on the card. Six furlongs, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A field of seven before scratches. Can't Hurry Love is the 6-5 favorite with Trevor McCarthy aboard. Then the ninth race is the $100,000 Frank Wheatley. Seven furlongs for three-year-olds and up. A field of nine before scratches. The favorite there at 2-1 is Coastal Mission with Mr. Bosa Chica aboard. And then the $100,000 Native Dancer, the 10th race on the card at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up, is a field of seven before scratches, and the 9-5 favorite there is Shaft's Bullet, and a close second choice there is Be Better. That's the 11 races at Laurel Park today. They got a small pick six jackpot there. $839 in their pick six jackpot today at Laurel. All right. And then we go next to Tampa Bay Downs. Now, Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of nine races. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $2,863. No stakes races today at Tampa, but their first post time for their nine race card is set at 9:30. 9:30 first post at Tampa. Next comes Keeneland, racing in Lexington, Kentucky. Keeneland, 10 a.m. first post time at Keeneland. Good card today. 11 races, full fields, be competitive. Three stakes races. They'll roll out like this. Seventh race will be the $300,000 Grade 3 Giants Causeway at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A field of 13 before any scratches. It is a wide-open affair. The morning line favorite there is 7-2. That is Elm Drive with Luis Saez aboard. A couple of races later, the ninth race will be the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley at a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. The $600,000 stakes race sees 10 in it before any scratches. And again, a wide open race. 3-1 favorite is Gina Romantica with Tyler Gaffleone. And that is the ninth race on the card. So you got three stakes races there, the Giants Causeway, the Jenny Wiley, and the Lexington. 11 races overall. And remember, the Lexington will be the 10th race, the $400,000 Lexington. Grade 3 for three-year-olds at a mile and 16th. The final points, 20 of them, left for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. As we told you, only one horse has a chance. One horse has a chance if he wins to bump somebody out. 10 are going to the post before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite there is not that one horse. It is the Wine Steward at 5-2 with Luis Saez aboard. Hades, the horse that can knock somebody out, is at 7-2 with Jose Ortiz aboard. All right, 11 races today at Keeneland. First post time is 10 a.m. Gulfstream Park. Next, they've got 10 races. Gulfstream Park's Pick 6 jackpot carryover. $95,230. $95,230 for their rainbow jackpot carryover. 10 races, first post time, 10-10. Then we go to Oak Lawn Park, where today Oak Lawn Park is the only track in the country that has a grade one up for grabs. 12 races today. The $500,000 grade three Count Fleet handicap at 6 furlongs for four-year-olds and up is the 8th race on the card. Skelly is the even money favorite there with Ricardo Santana aboard. Skelly, of course, loves this racetrack. Was seen last in Saudi Arabia. And then the 11th race is the $1,250,000 grade one Apple Blossom for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up at 1/116. 9 go to the post in this one. Southern California shipper Adair Manor for Bob Baffert is the 9-5 favorite. Juan Hernandez will be aboard there. Wet Paint is the second favorite there, 3-1 with Flavian Pratt. First post time for the 12 at Oak Lawn today is set at 10:10 this morning. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Well, it is cloudy and windy at Aqueduct, but the track is fast, okay? The track is fast at Aqueduct. 9 races today. No stakes races. First post time is 10:20 at Aqueduct. Hawthorne Racecourse is next from Chicago. Hawthorne Racecourse has a first post time of for 8 races set at 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne. Carryover in their pick 6, and it's a regular carryover, not a jackpot. $1,757. And again, first post time at Hawthorne today is at 12:40. Evangeline Downs is next. Evangeline Downs, Golden Gate is next. Pardon me. Got to get Golden Gate in there. Northern California, Golden Gate, 8 races. First post time, 1:15. Golden Gate has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $60,597. $60,597 at the Golden Gate pick 6 jackpot carryover. First post time is 1:15. Evangeline Downs is next then. 10 races at Evangeline. First post time is 3:30 at Evangeline. Full fields there too, by the way. Charlestown, they've got 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. Their pick 5. They got a regular pick 5 carryover today at Charlestown. That stands at $47,362, a regular pick 5 carryover. And of course, their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $22,697. 8 races. They do have a feature race today. The $75,000 original gold stakes is the 7th on the card. 7 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 10. 8-5 favorite is Maggie's Girl. Charlestown, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we got Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos, 9 races, 1 thoroughbred, 5 mixed breed, 3 quarter horses. The final race is a quarter horse stakes race. And Los Alamitos, first post time is 6 p.m. All right, that's your racing menu. Now it's time to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Are you checking the scratches, Jonathan?
I did check the scratches. It's not my fault if they put them up late like they did yesterday.
Yeah,
they put them up after we left the air or close to it, after I was with the air anyway.
Yeah, after your segment was done. But you reacted quickly and got us two more other horses, replacements. Yeah, and they finished second.
Yeah, both at prices too.
So yeah, at good prices. Filthy chalks yesterday at Keeneland.
Keeneland was ridiculous. It was like, it was terrible. It was a parade of chalk.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is it? 8 of their races were the favorites.
Too many. Way too many.
Got to tell you, Brad Cox had a nice horse that ran in the second race. It was a maiden claimer, but that thing only paid $3.46. The Limestone Stakes, which got decimated when they took it off the turf and put it on the main track, sloppy main track. And one horse was huge in the slop. Hot Beach drew in, of course, number 14 after all the scratches. Jose Ortiz aboard the Brian Lynch trainee. From 12-1, this horse went down to 4-5 and ran like a 4-5 shot. He shot out of that starting gate, was G-O-N-E, gone. Amazing. That was amazing.
He handled the dirt. That was a race that was scheduled for turf, and you know they switched it and they scratched all those horses. And another favorite that won. today the weather is beautiful there. So hopefully the track is dried out, and I guess they're going to be on the turf certainly for the stake race.
Yes, he handled the, not the dirt but the mud very well.
Right.
And a quick note about the Maker's Mark. What a horse this is! Master of the Seas, got a masterful ride by William Buick, another favorite that wins for Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. And the Godolphin runner also ran second, Naval Power, in the race. And in Integration was third in the Maker's Mark. But what a mild turf horse this is. This is a bear, this horse. Wow.
Serious horse.
No question about that. Okay. Anyhow, Filthy Favorites won there. But now we look ahead to today. And before we get to the Keeneland races, let's take quickly a look at that $1,250,000 Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. What a hell of a race that's turning out to be.
It is, and Baffert chips in a damn manner, and she's obviously the horse to beat. Juan Hernandez comes in with the horse. I mean, there is no Santa Anita, so he figured, why not ship to Oaklawn? And he came along to ride the horse, and it's $1,250,000, like you said. She's certainly the horse to beat, and listen, she does her best running when she's on the lead. I don't know if she's going to get such an easy lead today, but she looks like she's just better than these. Unfortunately, another short-priced horse.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And, of course, what about Wet Paint? I mean, Wet Paint's been, stable there, right?
Yeah, she's coming off of a layoff. She's training well, you know, but she's a clear second choice. An interesting price horse would be the Todd Fincher horse, Flying Connection. Todd Fincher, the trainer of Senor Buscador, who we all know.
Yep.
And he has a way of bringing in long price horses. Flying Connection is a horse with a price in that race that does have a chance to upset.
And Flying Connection is the 5 horse in that race. Adair Manor is the 4. And Flying Connection on the morning line is 20-1. So we'll put that in the mix, that's for sure. Adair Manor, the favorite there in the Apple Blossom. All right, now we can get the Keeneland. Keeneland has 3 stakes races. The Giant's Causeway will be 5.5 furlongs on the turf, just like the Limestone was yesterday. It's a full field, and you got to get out of the starting gate in this race, don't you?
You do, but I love the number 8 horse in here, Roses for Deborah. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Christopher Clement barn. She's coming off of a layoff. She runs well fresh. She loves the distance, and she doesn't mind some give in the turf. Her 2 races at Saratoga last year, both run over turf courses that are going to be similar to today. I ride Ortiz for Christopher Clement, 4-1 on the morning line, fair price. That's who I like, Roses for Deborah.
It is kind of worthy of note that a horse in the race, Love Reigns, gets Rosario, who's usually a Clement's guy.
And that's true. Love Reigns, I guess he's opting to ride for Wesley Ward, and all Wesley Ward does is send out live horses
yeah.
there. And, I like the Clement horse better.
Okay, you get it. And there's no drop-off between Rosario and Irad, that's for sure.
Yeah,
we go to the Jenny Wiley. This is a grade one today for the older fillies and mares on the turf. The Apple Blossom, of course, the older fillies and mares on the main track. But in this race, you actually have a pick on the show. One of your show picks is in this race.
One of my official radio plays,
yeah.
And I love the number 5 horse in here, English Rose, a 4-year-old filly. Who else? Charles Appleby, William Buick rides. This horse has done nothing wrong. She's improved with each start. And listen, it's 9-2. I don't believe you'll get anywhere close to 9-2 on a Charles Appleby horse. However, she's really good. Gina Romantica may be the horse to beat, but I think she's better at a mile than she is at this distance. And, she is the morning line favorite at 3-1, but I'm going with number 5, English Rose. I really like this horse in this spot. Not only that, you know that she could handle the turf course with given it because she runs on it. She's run on it in all of her races. So she's the horse to beat. And if you really get anywhere near 9-2, that's more than a fair price.
Yeah, that anywhere near 9-2 is a gift, that's for sure. And of course, the same connections that produced Master of the Seas yesterday. They come loaded for bear when they show up at the racetracks here, that's for sure. All right, and then we get to the Lexington, the last Derby points getting race for this year. The Lexington for 3-year-olds at 1 mile and 16th. These are horses maybe just a cut below the horses that are really intending to go to the Kentucky Derby, but you never know.
And these are horses, I guess, that were, you know, slow in getting ready, and they needed time off. Listen, the horse that beat is the Wine Steward from the Mike Maker barn, but he's making his first start of the year, and his only race around two turns was not the best race. I teased this race the other day on this show, Ralph. I said I liked a 10-to-1 shot, and I still do. Number 4, Footprint.
Ah.
This is a 3-year-old colt from the Ken McPeak barn. First race of his career was run at Keeneland, going long, and he won. That's not an easy thing to do. Came back, and he ran really well 2 starts back. He reacted last time out. 10-to-1, Brian Hernandez for Ken McPeak. I think this horse is a live long shot here. And again, 10-to-1, certainly the right horse to be king.
You know, I got to say that we could use that horse certainly in exotics, but if you can key that horse to some other horses, I think it's a great gambling race, because I really don't think that the favorites are going to be odds on for sure. And I think, you know, it's going to be horses that probably like whatever that track condition will be at the time. It won't be like the regular fast condition, and certainly the trip in that race, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I agree with you, because the favorites in the race, number 5, Hades, and number 9, Liberal Arts, so they're coming back on a rather quick turnaround. They ran just 2 weeks ago, and now they're being asked to go to Keeneland and run in this race. I think it's too much too quick, and I would look to beat both of those favorites. Again, I like Footprint, obviously. I think number 2, the Wine Steward, is the horse to beat.
And those two horses, of course, get the inner type post positions coming out of the starting gate at 1 16th. On that racetrack, that's a good spot to be in on the inside, which leaves you know, Liberal Arts and Lucky Jeremy, the two outside horses, a little bit more work to do.
No question, you're right about that.
Okay, so we got your official pick here on the show. Your official pick in the ninth race is going to be the Jenny Wiley, the 5 English Rose, and we'll make the 4 Footprint in the Lexington your long shot pick for today. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, you got it, Jonathan. Anything else before we let you run?
Yeah, we're going to have a play at Aqueduct for you in the 6th race, 7 furlongs on the main track. And full disclosure, I'm connected to the horse I'm giving out. I like the number 4 horse in here, Mr. Bob. This is a 4-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by Merkerton. Caminassi, Jose Gomez rides. This horse is listed at 6-to-1 on the morning line. He ran very well last time out when making his first start for this new trainer. And you're getting 6-to-1. I like number 4, Mr. Bob, to upset and win today. 6th race out at Aqueduct.
All right. 6th race at Aqueduct, the 4 horse. Mr. Bob, the 4 in the 6th race. Jonathan did work again. He's got 4 sheets out there, don't you, Jonathan?
Yes, we have Keeneland, we have Aqueduct, we have Gulfstream, and what else? Oaklawn.
Yes, Oaklawn. Yes, you remember the apple blossom. real quick, before you leave, I want Sean to put up your top 5 Derby horses right now. You can comment on that, and then I'll let you go, and I'll finish up with the other guys. But your top 5 Kentucky Derby horses are...
They are as follows. Let's see if we can't get it up. Okay, so we have Just a Touch, we have Fierceness, we have Sierra Leone, we have Anna Marie, and we have Resilience. Now, remember, we put this list up before Just a Touch.
Yep.
And Resilience had enough points, and we were right. They both finished first or second last time out, so they got points, so they qualified. Fierceness, Sierra Leone, they look like they're a little better, but I'm really starting to like Anna Marie a lot, and let's see what post positions they draw, and let's see how it works out.
All right, you got it, Jonathan. Thanks a lot. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Well,
thank you. You too, my man. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, Rich Eng is standing by. He does a Keeneland sheet for today, so we'll ask him about those stakes races as well and get his top 5 in the Kentucky Derby future. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. One quick note, if you're playing the races today at Oaklawn, I can tell you this, that the jockey, Keith Asmussen, is really doing a great job there at Oaklawn. Yesterday, and his two key clients are both his father, Steve, and the coach, Dwayne Lucas, has given a lot of horses. As a matter of fact, yesterday at Oaklawn, Asmussen won three races, two for Lucas and one for his father, Steve. And if you're looking for a long shot rider, Joseph Vilmir is a top long shot jockey there. Yesterday, he won two races. The payoffs in those races were $49.40 and $41.20. So keep an eye on that if you're playing Oaklawn, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, the Masters is underway, and it's always a lot of fun to sit there and watch that because it's just such beautiful scenery. It makes you feel so good, and watching all of these professional golfers hit shots that we only wish we could do. But along with that, today at Keeneland, we have the final Kentucky Derby points race as well as in the Lexington. So we got a lot of good stuff happening today.
Yeah, the Masters, there's a three-way tie at 6-under between Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Scottie Scheffler. Scheffler is probably the one who's going to be the heavy favorite out of those three. Yeah. But Saturday, they call it moving day because if you're behind these the minus six, if you can get into position for Sunday, you still have a chance.
Yeah, DeChambeau, he was the, the first-round winner, right? He was the top in the first round.
Yeah, I think he had a one-stroke lead after the first round.
Okay, you do a Keeneland sheet, and it's available at the racedaylasvegas.com website right now. And, of course, there's three big stakes races today at Keeneland, the Giants Causeway, the Jenny Wiley, and, of course, the Lexington. Thoughts about any one of those three?
Well, if anybody picked up my sheet, my comment on English Rose for Charlie Appleby was, I'm not getting off the Charlie Appleby train until it derails, and it doesn't look like it right now. So, I agree with Jonathan. That's easily the horse to beat. And as far as the Lexington, I did go with the 9 Liberal Arts. I know Jonathan said the horse is coming back real quick, but the thing is, the horse hardly ran a step in the Arkansas Derby. So even though it's a quick turnaround, the trainer Medina, thinks the horse is ready to go and he needs this race to get into the Derby field. So I'd give Liberal Arts.
What kind of trip do you think he's going to get from the outside post there? You think he's going to try to go near the front and try to get a stalking position or just drop back and make one run?
He looks like a horse who likes to run mid-pack. And, one of the keys for my selection, Ralph, he picks up Byron Ortiz Jr.
Yeah.
And That's a pretty good pilot. So I'll let Ired Ortiz Jr. make the decision on that.
All right, you got it. And as far as English Rose, I think whoever makes the morning line there, Keeneland, very ambitious to make that horse 9-2.
Yeah, if there was fixed odds wagering, I'd take all I could get at 9-2.
All right, Richie, let's get a pick from you.
Yeah, you know, my horse yesterday, Ralph, if every horse I gave out on the show tried as hard as Classic Legacy yesterday, I'd actually be happy, even though the horse didn't win. Came from last and got beat a half length per second. Yep. But, I mean, he ran huge.
Yeah, he did. And I don't think he liked the track that much. And to run the way he did, even on a track that he didn't seem to favor, was right. And, you know, the one thing that our objective here on the Race Day Show is to have our handicappers give us live horses, and that certainly was one.
Yeah, and he was running against a track bias. It was kind of speed favoring, and he came from last. So I'd mark that horse down in my stable mail.
Absolutely.
Race 3 at Keeneland, Ralph, 7 furlongs. It's a maiden claiming event, and a horse dropping down from maiden special for a price tag for the first time is the number 12, Summon Your Courage. I think this horse can get an ideal trip from the outside and picks up that man I just talked about, Ired Ortiz Jr. There's a lot of pace in this race. I think this horse will be climbing over horses late and get up. 12, Summon Your Courage, Race 3, Keeneland.
And, of course, that's 7 furlongs on the main track, so he's got a long time going down that backstretch to find a position from the outside before they hit that one and only turn they'll be running today in the third race, the 12, Summon Your Courage, and we hope he summons enough courage to win the 12 in the third race. Richie, before I let you go, I'm going to put up your Kentucky Derby for top five, and you can comment on them.
Well, you know, for in all honesty, for transparency, I do have my last Kentucky Derby future wager live with Forever Young, the Japanese horse. I bet Dermo Sotogaki last year, and I'm going to keep betting these Japanese horses, Ralph, until one of them finally wins. And I think it's a matter of if or when, not if.
And of course, you got, although you have him in the futures, your top horse, I guess, would be one of the favorites, anyhow.
Yeah, Sierra Leone and Fierceness just make all the sense in the world. Yeah. Catching Freedom is a horse I think that's a little undervalued, but that's a Brad Cox horse who seems to be getting better and better.
Yep.
So certainly keep an eye on him.
It's going to be a lot of fun getting when they finally assemble this field and getting to work on handicapping that race, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. And don't forget Richie's selections for today at Keeneland available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, short break, and when we come back, our closing act, John and Jerry, don't go away.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, getting ready to wrap up this Saturday Race Day Show. We now go Southern California, and John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, all I can say is, you know, we put up with all these favorites in Southern California. We thought we'd get a break at Keeneland, but yesterday it was like filthy chalk day.
I was thinking the same thing. I said, oh, come on, not again.
That's for sure. Amazing, but and they ran to the favoritism on an off track too, which is something else. But some fine performances yesterday, and we got a hell of a card today. We want to remind everybody that John Lindo's Lindo Report for Keeneland today is available right now only in one place here in Las Vegas. That's at the South Point Racebook right here. It is free of charge and exclusively distributed here. Complimentary John Lindo's Lindo Report. They love horse players here, and that's why. And of course, you've got picks in all the races. A suggested late pick four that you hit a couple of days ago on the sheet. And of course, all the goody information as well. John, taking a look at any one of the three stakes races before we get to a selection from you and your Derby top five, anything that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think that seventh race today at Keeneland, the Giants Causeway, the big field of turf sprinters, that's a really interesting race. And I'm with John Hardoon. I think Roses of Deborah gets a big chance to make amends. Had a trouble trip, kind of a subtle trouble trip in the Breeders' Cup turf sprint at Santa Anita. She runs well fresh. She likes the Keeneland turf. If we get the 4-1 there, that's a very fair price.
All right, and we'll put you down for that as well as a double whammy there in the Giants Causeway, which, you know, it's going to be a scramble at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Jenny Wiley, I guess English Rose is ambitious at 9-2 odds, huh?
Well, I see the Godolphin Blue Jacket there, and I see William Buick, and I don't need to look anywhere else. Until they lose a race at Keeneland, I'm just going to follow the train.
And your thought about the Lexington?
It's a wide open race to me. You know, based on how the speed bias was so strong on the main track yesterday at Keeneland, we'll see if that track changes. But the Weinstert was lapped on a horse named Locke, who we know has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Last year when he ran second stretching out at Keeneland. So he likes the track. Mm-hmm. He'll handle the distance. He's got tactical speed and an inside post. So to me, it's just a matter of question of fitness. If the Weinstert is fit, he'll win.
All right, John, we'll take a pick from you off the Lindo Report.
Let's go for a single all the way down the 11th and final for the pick four and pick five at Keeneland. In the 11th race, I really like Royal Majesty, number five on the program. This horse had no chance last time out at Gulfstream Park in the Colonel Liam Stakes, trying to rally into a walking pace. Mm-hmm. He really finished strong. It's kind of hidden the way the race was run. He ran super breaking his maiden before that. He gets a better pace scenario today. You can close on the turf course at Keeneland, and at 9-2 in the program, there's a lot of value there. Number five, Royal Majesty, closes out the day, the 11th at Keeneland.
All right, our pick five, pick six, and late pick four, Singleton in the 11th race, the five, Royal Majesty, the five in the 11th. Don't forget the rest, the Lindo Report, right here exclusively at the South Point Racebook. John, your Kentucky Derby five.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the NCAA basketball tournament route. The top seeds kind of all held serve going to the finals. Sierra Leone and Fierceness, they did nothing wrong. I thought Just a Touch ran super going two turns for the first time.
Yeah.
Second behind Sierra Leone. And like Jonathan Hardoon, I'm watching Honor Marie. I think this horse is coming up to his best. And Catching Freedom's just kind of been sneaky and kind of the horse that's kind of off the radar because he hasn't run in a little while for Brad Cox.
Well, enjoy your off weekend there in Southern California. Enjoy the racing at Keeneland. And I can't wait to get started with all these specials we have this week on the first week, I should say, of May, on the way to the Kentucky Derby here with you live here at the South Point. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we go to Jerry Jackerwitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, all I can say is that you're obviously going to keep an eye on the Lexington, but I don't see any horse really coming out of there that's going to make any impact whatsoever in the Derby.
Not a chance.
No. All right, and I know that your Kentucky Derby horses, Jerry, you have indicated already that you did send in the top five a couple of weeks ago, but now you're just down to really two horses for it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much down to Fierceness and Sierra Leone, and with strongly leaning towards Fierceness because I think Sierra Leone has ran such a harsh race. Races run by horses like Fierceness are like what a Fleet Alex did before his Kentucky Derby, and Point Given did before his Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's some. I mean, I don't know what Sierra Leone's actual upside is. I'm just saying coming in here statistically, Sierra Leone is more bouncy looking than Fierceness. Fierceness just looks like he's going to run a hole in the wing. I mean, he just got perfect form as far as I'm concerned.
So. Well, we'll wait and see about the post positions. Always important. But I know that you're down, zeroing down to two in the Kentucky Derby, but people like to always put together the exacts for that race, like the exactas, trifectas, and supers. So we'll get some long shots from you a little bit
okay,
later.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. I'll add them in for yeah, sure. But I'll, yeah. put a line, I'll put a line under those two.
You got it, my man. All right, time to get started with some picks today.
Okay, let's go to the third race today for debate, the three horses. There's no debate in my mind. At 7-2, this horse is a pop-out key for Linda Rice. This horse has a plethora of seconds. Second time Linda Rice, second time Eric Cancel, second time off a claim. First time going out a little bit in distance from six furlongs to a mile, which I think really suits this horse. And second time Aqueduct in this cycle. So I really like the three horse. If it turns out a little wet, that just helps it. Let's take the three over the 1-2-6, do some reverses, 1-2-6 over the three. But the three in race number three is no debate. It's debate.
All right. No debate on debate. That's for sure. Now, that third race, you like the three over 1-2-6 and reverse. Got to tell you, it seems like the Aqueduct racetrack the last week with all the rain coming and going and all that other stuff there, it seemed to be a racetrack that would be hard to figure out. And I know a lot of horses, some horses really didn't like that surface there at Aqueduct. Now, they say it's going to be fast today, but it's got to be like a wet type drying fast, don't it?
I don't know about that, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, it took a lot of rain yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
But it does dry out fast. It's got a lot of lime in it, but we'll see. We'll see what it is. But it's going to be rain at the end of the day anyway. So.
All right. And don't forget now, third race, you like the 3-1-2-6 and reverse. Got a bonus play for us?
Yeah, let's go to the ninth race, Ralph. The Judge Rules, again, a nice price, 5-1. I could have put a pop-out key mark on him as well. Manny Franco up for Rudy Rod. Just a little bit faster than these, in my opinion. And I think if it is wet, it'll appeal to this horse. I think he runs much better in the wet, and I have a big P on him. So I'm going to take the two Judge Rules in race number nine, play the two over the 4, 5, 8, and 9. Small reverses, the two is all I'm all about in race number nine.
You hope the Judge Rules the last race, that's for sure. In the ninth race, the two Judge Rules is the play. The link-ups are 4, 5, 8, and 9 and reverse, $2 ROI on the two. And by the way, one of those horses that are the link-ups is a V in that race too, folks. Get Jerry J's Power Pages for today at Aqueduct right now at jerryjspowerpage.com, that's for sure. Going to be a fun day of racing and a little bit of golf on the TV as well for today. And yeah. so as we roll along until we get back here tomorrow and see who's in the leaderboard for both the Kentucky Derby and the Masters as well, we just want everybody out there to have a great day at the races. And you're going to say the final say.
Have a great race day, everybody.